WTMJ-WTK 540 AM Jackson, W266DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's now distancing the U.S. from an attempted rebellion in Russia.
We gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO. We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
This as the leader of the Wagner Group defends himself. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Yevgeny Prigozhin in an audio message said the rebellion was aimed at the Russian defense leadership, which he has repeatedly criticized. NATO leaders were quick to seize on the turn of events. In Britain, Foreign Secretary James Cleverly.
The Russian government's lies have been exposed by one of President Putin's own henchmen. And it is clear that cracks are emerging in the Russian support for the war.
But it still isn't known what impact this will have in Russia for Vladimir Putin or for Prigozhin. It isn't clear where he is.
A 23-year-old will spend the rest of his life behind bars for killing five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Anderson Aldrich, who is non-binary, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole after reaching a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to charges including five counts of first-degree murder. The suspect was wearing body armor when he opened fire at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, last November.
People are sweating it out again this week in Texas, where a brutal heat wave could break power records as more people jack up their ACs to stay cool. Austin Emergency Management Director Ken Snipes.
We encourage Austinites to stay hydrated, stay cool, and stay safe during these conditions.
Meantime, a tornado caused significant damage last night in Johnson County, Indiana. People there say it was scary.
All of a sudden, you look out your back door, and all of a sudden, you see a tornado coming toward the ground.
It was overwhelming to see your house and see the outside and know that you were just sitting there and you could have been dead.
At least one person was killed by that storm. Two people died when a tree fell in Arkansas. A woman who lost her husband and son last week in the Titanic submersible implosion is now reflecting on the tragedy. Christine Dawood spoke to the BBC.
The sentence, "We lost Com," I think that would be a sentence I would never want to hear in my life again. Like lost Com, as in we lost communication.
She says she was supposed to be on board, but switched out with her son at the last minute. Virgin Galactic says it is finally ready to take paying customers to space. Its first commercial flight is set to launch this week, with seats going for nearly $500,000. And a second flight is already planned for August. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 35-year-old man suffered serious injuries and was taken to Waukesha Memorial Saturday after a car he was working on caught fire at Red Dot Storage in Pewaukee. The fire spread quickly, causing extensive damage to the building. Multiple fire departments assisted. The Whitnall School District employee facing a felony charge for rigging a school board election will be in court next week. This is what it sounded like April 24th when Sherry Rodriguez read the results of a vote, in which she allegedly added a vote for Kevin Stachowiak.
So it's 4-3.
In favor of?
Kevin.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Jason Craig actually won. A criminal complaint says Rodriguez admitted to a co-worker to the misdeed. Air quality is not good, with an advisory in place through Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Law.
Insure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance, creating a legacy.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And let me tell you something, there was a lot of it made this weekend. Said many times in the past that history is made every second of every hour, whether you're alive or dead, whether you're asleep or awake, wherever you are or aren't, it's there, it's inevitable. But we're going through a period of history, of Russian history, with very, very important consequences to the West. And it's in our lifetime, and it happened over this weekend, and it started Friday, and it's ongoing. I want to get right to it. Right after we went off the air, our show on Friday, the report started to come in. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder, the owner, and the head of the Wagner Group, started a march on Moscow. What is the Wagner Group? The Wagner Group is a mercenary group that was put together by Yevgeny Prigozhin at the request of Vladimir Putin, who likes to conduct his affairs with private armies and private guards. He does not trust anybody. The problem with using mercenaries is that if you end up not being able to control them, you don't have the ordinary discipline that you have in the military ranks. It's rumored that Putin has something like 100,000 private mercenaries, guards of his own, that insulate him from assassination. It's a lot of people, but that's what some of the intelligence is. The Wagner Group has operated in Syria, in Mali, in the Central African Republic, in Venezuela, believe it or not. They're killers. They're sadists. They are simply hired killers. The ones that were sent to Ukraine were recruited out of Russian prisons, 80% of them. 80% of them came out of prison. Rapists, murderers, perverts, burglars. They were told if you serve in Ukraine, you serve in Ukraine, your sentence will be commuted, you get a pension. If you don't serve in Ukraine, you'll stay in this Russian prison, which is a pig pen for the rest of your life. If you agree to this and go to Ukraine and desert or change your mind, you will be shot. One of the characteristics, and there are many of them, of the Russian military that differ from the United States military. Our military is one of the strongest foundations of our democracy. Our military academies, Annapolis, West Point, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, the Maritime Academy. You have excellent, excellent professional officers coming out of them with loyalty to the United States. The future leaders of all the military services come out of them. And there's discipline in our ranks. There's discipline in our ranks. In the American military, we don't leave anybody behind. There are a lot of stories about helicopter pilots in Vietnam going back into the jungle to rescue one last guy who was wounded or who was there, risking their lives. That's the American military. That's the American military. What's the Russian military? There have been many instances documented and witnessed where a Russian soldier is wounded in battle in Ukraine, and then the entire unit has to withdraw, and he's lying there, and they go up to him and they say, can you walk? Can you join us? And he says, no. He has his leg blown off. They put a pistol to his head and they kill him. There are many cases where they've seen Russian soldiers withdrawing, stealing from the corpses of their dead comrades, stealing watches, for instance, stealing anything they can. Their culture is a culture of theft, of disloyalty, and suspicion of one another. Yevgeny Prigozhin started out as so-called Putin's chef. What does that mean? He actually had a restaurant in St. Petersburg, and Putin and his running dogs would hang around in his early political career, and they got to like Yevgeny Prigozhin. Yevgeny Prigozhin then, when Putin took power, got the contract to provide food to the Russian military. He's a billionaire now. He's a criminal. He was originally charged, apparently. He grabbed a woman on a street, strangled her, and to steal her purse and her jewelry. That's how he starts out. He's been indicted in the United States because somehow he took ownership of the internet hacking group that hacked into our election, and Mueller indicted him. If he comes anywhere near our jurisdiction, he's under arrest. He's also a war criminal, like Putin. He's an animal. In Africa, they are simply mercenaries for hire, and frequently the Islamic regimes that have taken over part of Africa and the sweep down hire them, and they just go through villages and murder everybody, rape and murder, steal. In Syria, they joined Russian forces that are supporting Assad and murdered and exterminated people. They're in Venezuela now. And the United States has got to do something about that, because we can't have that kind of penetration in Venezuela or Nicaragua, Cuba, and other communist countries, which should not be permitted to leave our orbit. Well, they had 50,000 soldiers in Ukraine, 80% from prison, as I said. And Putin started to get scared of them. And his head military guy, Shoigu, General Shoigu, started to deny them ammunition, weapons. And then he launched a missile attack on them, because Prigozhin had started to say, I want Shoigu out of there. This is Putin's number one military guy. I want Shoigu out of there, and I want to take over the war in Ukraine. Well, the Russian military wouldn't put up with that, although they're terrible, lousy soldiers. So they started to attack the Wagner group. And Prigozhin said, and he may be telling the truth for once in his life, that they killed 30 of his soldiers. In other words, they are genocidal sadists, along with Putin, going in to try to genocide the Ukrainians. And by the way, I'm tired of the news services saying it's a war, they're on the battlefield, that somehow this is, you know, the Wagner group fought valiantly. These are Nazis going into the Warsaw Ghetto. These are Nazis going into Poland. There's no valiant. They're not valiant. They go into rape and steal. They've castrated Ukrainian civilians and soldiers that they capture. They should be exterminated. They should not be seen as human. But in any event, it's a mafia struggle. The head of the mafia, the Russian mafia, called the Russian government, Putin, and one of his primary capos, Yevgeny Prigozhin. On Friday afternoon, right after we went off the air, he started to march up through Russia, away from Ukraine, to the city just over the Ukrainian border that is the staging ground for the entire Ukraine war. And he went in, and there was no resistance. Everybody cheered him. They clapped. You may have seen video. They were taking selfies with him. He was basking in their approval. No Russian military tried to stop him. One of the things that Shoigu and Putin had demanded, that the Wagner group stand down and join the Russian military and sign contracts. But they get paid better than the Russian military. They get better food, and they think they're hot stuff. And they weren't about to do it. And then he started up, and over the weekend, he got within about 200 miles of Moscow, Russia. Now, Moscow is something like 600 miles from that area of the Ukraine they started out in. There was no, they went along a superhighway. It would be like I-94 with tanks. Nobody did anything. Finally, a helicopter came in to shoot at him, and they shot the helicopter down, Russian helicopter. Russian helicopter. Then there was an explosion, and they kept going. And 200 miles is roughly the distance from Milwaukee to La Crosse. That's how close they were to Moscow, Russia. He said, we declare war on the Russian Ministry of Peace. This is what Prigozhin said. He said, we vow to end Shoigu. That could mean in Russian, kill him or get him out of his position. He said that Putin lied about the Ukraine war. It was not, Ukraine was not going to attack Russia. Putin said exactly what Hitler said in 1939 when he went to Poland. He said, Poland is about to attack Germany. Then he had some Germans go into Poland and then shoot at some encampment in Germany and say it came from Poland. Putin's the same way. And Prigozhin, who's as much of a genocidal sadist as he is, just called him out on it. Putin then, you may remember if you watched this over the weekend, went on the air and said that this is an insurrection, it's treason. These people will be taken to justice. What happened? Right as I was watching on Saturday, it looked like Prigozhin, and this is just the beginning of it. We're not going to finish it in this segment. He said, we have a deal. We will stand down. We will go back. We will not go on Moscow, Russia. This is what he said right after Prigozhin had said, this will not be stopped. We need to put an end to this disgrace. Well, Putin had put out an arrest warrant for Prigozhin. Suddenly, it was the two mafia chieftains make nice. And they go, Putin has agreed that Prigozhin will go to Belarus and everything's cool. Not even close. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 57. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs around 79. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to pick up the discussion of what these characters have been up to. And by the way, there's a tremendous, tremendous quip, a literary quip. You may not have heard it, but it goes like this. Stalin's government is exactly the kind of government that Dostoevsky's characters deserve. Read something by Dostoevsky and you will know what I just said. Entire Russian culture is brutal, mistrusting in exactly this way, and you could substitute Putin for Stalin and it would be the same thing. So anyway, everybody thought, okay, everything's cool. There's a deal. Deal on Saturday. What will happen? What will happen? Yevgeny Prigozhin will go to Minsk in Belarus. He'll live happily ever after. The Wagner Group will join regular Russian forces, and everything is copacetic. Well, it was not copacetic. There was no deal. And one of the things that should have tipped everybody off is all day Saturday and Sunday, nobody knew where Putin or Prigozhin were. Our CIA released information that two jets took off from an airfield in Moscow. One of them banked to the north and turned off its transponder, and nobody could track it after that. I'm sure the CIA could track it. They didn't say they could track it. And the other went in a different direction towards one of Putin's summer palaces. These were obviously decoys. My own view is that the one that turned the transponder off and went to St. Petersburg is the one that had Putin on it. He has a palace up there too. It's the one that he prefers. He got out of Moscow, Russia. He fled the Kremlin. You compare that to Zelensky. When his country is being invaded by a country of 145 million people, Ukraine only has 45 million people and 10 million of them are refugees either in Europe or internally. This guy has guts. He goes, everyone said to him, the NATO people said, go to Paris or London and set up a government exile. He said, I didn't call for a ride. I called for weapons. Magnificent leader, absolutely magnificent leader. And the chicken, guajolote, pavo, Vladimir Putin gets out of the city. He was afraid. Well, 200 miles or so from Moscow, the advance did stop. We still don't know where Putin physically is as I speak. We still don't know where Prigozhin is as we speak. There was a rumor earlier this morning that Prigozhin is in Minsk, Belarus. Lukashenko supposedly set it up. Lukashenko is a whore. Lukashenko lost his election and Putin installed him. He owes everything to Putin. Lukashenko saying that he brokered this deal to put Prigozhin in Belarus is a lie. This is what Putin wanted. And then Putin would kill Prigozhin. If you make a deal with Hitler and he says, okay, you have amnesty, you can go somewhere and live. You don't make deals with Hitler. You kill Hitler. You don't make deals with Hitler, or he will kill you. I personally don't know that Prigozhin isn't even in Belarus. He's probably in the United Arab Emirates, somewhere like that, Bahrain. The word that came out, which is kind of funny, and I take it as a joke, a very sick joke, is that he was holed up in Minsk, which is the capital of Belarus, which is just to the west of Russia, in the only hotel in Minsk that has no windows. Now, why did they say that? Because something like 40 people who have ticked off Putin, have crossed him, not supported the Ukraine war, that kind of thing, have mysteriously fallen from windows, from high up, in hospitals, apartment buildings, and everywhere else. You have two mafia figures now who are trying to kill each other. So where does this go from here? Let's squeeze in one call. Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mary?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I think what Americans, or perhaps a lot of people in the West, don't realize is that Prigozhin runs basically is under the thumb of some of the same criminal enterprise mafia groups that Putin is. And yeah, sure, Putin's running Russia, but Putin is not the top mafia godfather. He also has he also is under pressure from criminal mafia enterprise groups, and so is Prigozhin. So on some level, what can Putin really do when they're running in the same criminal enterprise circles and they're not the top mafia godfather? And something else that I wanted to bring up that's off topic. I was recently listening to a national security podcast. And in that podcast, one of the guests said the reason that Liv kind of forced the PGA to merge with him is to launder money to Trump. Could be for classified information, but certainly it's to help him with the 2024 elections, similar to what Putin did with the NRA. So just some.
Excellent call. Excellent call. Really, the two profound subjects, one of them on Ukraine, I'm going to get back to right after the break. The other one on Liv and the PGA, I have some updated news there as well. It's an important issue, and I'm going to hit that as well. Thanks for calling, Mary. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such number, no such zone. Return the sender, return.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the U.S. is keeping close tabs on the situation in Russia following an attempted rebellion in Moscow this weekend.
The ultimate outcome of all this remains to be seen.
Mr. Biden also talked about a new $42 billion initiative today to expand internet services to underserved communities across the country. He says every household in the U.S. will have access to the internet by 2030. People are feeling more dangerous heat today in Texas. Dr. Desmar Walks is in Austin.
I'm asking you to be prepared each day
and plan your day to go outside and do your outdoor activities during the times of day when it's coolest.
Forecasters say that heat wave is also spreading south. And the makers of Ozempic are working on a new weight loss pill. Dr. Celine Gounder.
Some of the pills we might see as early as within the next year. Some may take longer. The orforglipron is probably going to take a bit longer to get through.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A settlement has been reached between the city of Waukesha and the owners of West Horizon Condominiums. The owners may have to foot the bill for the demolition costs, depending on the outcome of their pending appeal against their insurance company. The demolition process is set to begin October 1st. The numbers on the We Energy's outage map in Waukesha County keep going down. There was still almost 2,000 homes and businesses without power earlier today, and that was down from about 75,000 customers in the dark over the weekend. Riders are hopping on a new bus line. Jimmy Koska has more.
In its inaugural week of operation in June, the Connect One bus rapid transit line connecting Wauwatosa and downtown Milwaukee experienced an average of 2,800 daily riders, totaling nearly 17,000 rides. The bus line is offering free service until the end of September.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas, celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin. Their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
Ensure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance. Creating a legacy.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to Matchroom Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to Mary of Madison, her great call, and then we'll go back to the lines. Mary, the two things. One is, you accurately point out that Putin is only one of essentially mafia overlords in Russia. It's a mafia state. Used to be a communist state for 10 years under Gorbachev and Yeltsin. They wrestled with democracy. It didn't work. It's a mafia state. Now, what is the state of that mafia state right now? They said they had a deal. Remember, I think on Saturday, they said they had a deal. Well, they don't have a deal because just as I was coming on the air, I saw Putin give a talk. They said it was live. The Russians did. It wasn't live. There was a freeze frame at the beginning and the end. We don't know where he taped it. And we don't know how recently he taped it, but it looked fairly recent. And he said that he's frightened. He didn't put it this way, but he's frightened of the Wagner Group. He's frightened of 50,000 men, 80% of whom from the Ukraine area came out of prisons in Russia, who are loyal to Prigozhin and loyal to their commanders. And in a really fawning, weird way, he goes, "You Wagner Group people, you're great. You turn back. I like you. You like me. just join the Russian army. It's your leaders that we're going to get, Prigozhin and their commanders. Well, these guys are terrorists themselves, rapists, thieves, sadists. They like their commanders because they're the same way. It was very weak, very, very weak, and it responded to a statement that Prigozhin made mid-morning today, where he didn't back down. He said the fact was that the reason for going in was not true. He said that it's being run badly. We got to get the military out of there. We got to get the Russian military out of there. We should put me in charge. These are two mafia dons fighting for control. But here's the problem, Mary, that I wrestle with is the country they're getting, trying to get control of has nuclear weapons. If that weren't the case, we would have bombed Moscow and St. Petersburg a long time ago. We would have leveled both of them until they came correct with some respect. But they have nuclear weapons. Our primary goal is to make sure those nuclear weapons are contained. They don't fall in the hands. Now, this is a terrorist state, I understand, but they don't fall in the hands of Chechenian jihadist terrorists. They don't fall in the state of in the hands of international arms dealers. We'll take them somewhere and set them off. We're keeping an eye on it. We have our nuclear forces on alert. If there's any indication that they're starting to arm one of those things at a base, believe me, our response is going to be a lot different than it is. That's where we stand. As they went on the air, the two of them shooting their mouths off against each other, and Putin in a weak way saying, all you 50,000 criminals, I love you. I love you. Just join me. Just join me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. This is a very weak guy. I also want to get to Mary's comment on Liv, on the Saudi attempt to buy the PGA. Jay Monahan, who is the head of the PGA, the executive director, claimed he had a medical emergency and basically left the job because he and a lot of golfers despaired about what the Saudis did. And the Saudi Arabians are a terror state. They engineered 9/11. They killed our sailors back about 5 years ago. One of them walked into a class. We're training these guys, and he gunned down a couple of our sailors and killed them in Florida, in Pensacola. They should not be able to do anything with money in this country. You try to build a Christian church or a synagogue there, they'll throw you in prison, but they want to fund mosques in this country. I'm tired of this, very tired. That should be put an end to immediately. They've given so much. They offered Tiger Woods $100 million, and Tiger, to his credit, turned him down. He can do that because of his endorsements and all that. But they got to Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if you ever heard of him. I think he's the guy that can drive 400 yards or something. The guy's amazing. And Patrick Harrington of Ireland, who was the captain of the European Ryder Cup team last time. They got to them and gave him a lot of money. I don't know. You don't have to give those kind of guys $100 million. You give them $25 million and they think they've died and gone to heaven. Bryson DeChambeau. As a result, the 9/11 family said, what the hell are you doing? You know what Bryson DeChambeau said? Lost all respect for him. He said, you got to get over it. Some people do bad things. Oh, really? 9/11? You think so? How about the Boston Marathon? How about San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, the Manhattan bike path? Patrick Harrington, I've lost all respect for this guy. One of the great Irish golfers. I've ever seen Rory McIlroy is the best right now. And Rory McIlroy stands up to the Saudis. He won't put up with this. Patrick Harrington, you know what he said? They said, well, what, Saudi Arabia? He said, well, Ireland has its problem. You know, Ireland is a lot like Saudi Arabia in being conservative. Oh, bull. Hey, Patrick Harrington, bull. I've been to Ireland 4 times. It's great. Love the people. Love everybody over there. Give me a break. Both of you guys took a dive. Get the hell out. Get out. Mary Madison points out, and I think we have to be very careful about this. The biggest, and she may be right, the biggest supporter of the Saudi Arabians getting into and taking over our golf was Donald Trump. He used to hold their so-called tournaments at Bedminster in one of his courses. Remember that Kushner, his son-in-law, got $2 billion from them right as he was losing the election. Why'd they give him $2 billion to a guy who wasn't going to be president? Why do you think that the classified documents were not just taken by him, but lied about by him, put on a plane to be moved by him, and then kept in bathrooms with no locks, and then pool supply storerooms with no locks, and in a dressing room for brides off a ballroom? I mean, why? Because the idea was to monetize them. The idea was to make sure that the people he wanted to read them could read them. How do I know this? Because he left office January 20th, 2021, took the stuff with him. For the rest of that year, we had a spike in undercover agents who were identified, captured, and killed by the Russians and the Chinese. And the Saudis right now are working with the Russians and the Chinese to our detriment. They are a terrorist state. They're a terrorist state. They have unlimited money because the head guy steals this stuff. He has a $500 million yacht. He paid $100 million for a painting of an artist nobody ever heard of because he liked the painting. If you give a professional golfer in this country $20 million bucks, a lot of these guys on the tour, they don't even make the cut a lot. And if they make the cut, what do they get? Unless they're in the top one or two, they don't make anywhere near like $20 million bucks, $30 million, $50 million bucks. This should be stopped by Congress. The merger of LIV and the PGA can be stopped simply through our antitrust laws. There should be a law that the Saudi Arabians can give no money in this country and can't spend or acquire any money in this country. They're out to kill us. Do you remember 9/11? Do you remember the sailors? Remember the sailors 5 years ago in Florida? We were training them as pilots. They went to New York the week, a whole group of them, to scout out targets, Rockefeller Center and the rest of them. The night before the guy shot our sailors, he showed videos of shootings to others in his Saudi Arabian group of cadets. They were all in the class. They took videos of the shooting. And what did Trump do? He simply sent them back to Saudi Arabia. I'm tired of this. Saudi Arabia should not be able to take over our professional golf. It's not going to happen, but I do not want to see people walk caddies walking around with jackets that say Sharia, that say 9/11. I'm tired of this. Where the hell is the patriotism in the Republican Party? I'm goddamn tired of this. Okay, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, I tell you what, I'm equally as tired as you are of all of this. With Kushner taking that $2 billion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kushner runs a financial group, and the Saudis invested $2 billion into his financial group. At least I'm led to believe. That's right. What I know of. Okay, now let's fast forward. They're worrying about Hunter Biden, right? Can you imagine if Hunter Biden had gotten $2 billion from the Saudis when your father-in-law glorifies or calls himself the big golfer, the big... he's got a place in Scotland, all that. Just read between the lines. I want to know why they invested $2 billion in Kushner's financial group just about the time the Saudis come in and want to take over, get into the PGA. You talk about investigation. Now, our good buddies on the other side, they're worry about who drinks what beer. They worry about gas stoves. They worry about anything that is not on the plate of most Americans. Well, here's what is on the plate of most Americans. Not only is there a coup in Russia, we had an attempted coup right here in our country. And people, wake up, because if that criminal is not behind bars in a year or so, our democracy is going to fail. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, 100% right. No, and I like your passion, but more importantly, your facts. You're absolutely right. Why are the Saudis being permitted to put any of this money in here? We talk about coups. Yeah, Prigozhin tried a coup. Okay. And the two mafia dons are still fighting. Trump, and we're going to talk about this in an upcoming segment, tried a coup. Right now, they have taken to the grand jury six or seven Secret Service agents. These are the ones, remember Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony? These are the ones that said to Pence, hey, get in for your safety. We'll drive you somewhere. He knew they were going to drive him up to Maryland so he couldn't take the results and the Green Bay sweep would work. This is the guy. We're going to talk about this some more. There are patriots in this country in both parties, Republican and Democrat. In the Republican Party, it's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. It's the Democratic Party. It's a lot of us. We've got to speak out. Okay, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for all the information. Nice call, Bill. I'll just leave it with this today. Thank God Joe Biden's our president. I can sleep easy at night knowing he's in charge.
Right.
Trump is just bad news all the way around, and there's people in the Republican Party. I don't know how much longer the Republican Party is going to put up with some of the people and makers in the party, but hey, the bottom line is I can sleep good tonight because Joe Biden is the president.
Right.
That's why I'm riding with him again. So
riding with Biden.
Thanks for a great show. This information is just incredible.
Thank you, Paul. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, we simply can't forget that as Saudi Arabian intelligence probably provided the 9/11 hijackers with training and information on
they did, right.
How to take those airplanes into our buildings. I mean, and that is information that was hidden from the American people. I mean, we attacked two countries that had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. I mean, yes, Osama bin Laden was hiding out in Afghanistan, but neither Afghanistan or Iraq had anything to do with 9/11. I mean, Saddam Hussein, if he could have handed us Osama bin Laden, he would have handed us Osama bin Laden. Not that I have any liking for good old Saddam Hussein, but the Bush administration and their lackeys and buddies had Iraq divided up who was going to get the oil there. And let's not forget we have our own little missionary, groups here in the United States that mercenary groups like Eric Prince had his little group that I don't know what they've devolved into right now, but I wouldn't trust that little SOB as far as I could throw him either, because I think he was a guy who got in the military, decided he liked killing and kept on killing with his mercenary group.
Right.
I mean, that
Mark, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry. I could talk to you all day. Love your calls. Going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Guess I'm going to be a star. Maybe you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to lindsay@info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 79. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, 55. Upper 70s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered showers. Warmer Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on something we talked about in the previous segment. And this is about the Secret Service agents being subpoenaed before the grand jury. So here are the facts that just came out. Just broke today. Six or seven, we're not sure the exact number, Secret Service agents were called before the grand jury that Jack Smith has put together. Now, remember something. Jack Smith has put together two grand juries. One of them is in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents. One of them, however, is the insurrection on January 6th. This was the grand jury for the insurrection on January 6th. Now, you remember the testimony, maybe you don't, but I'll refresh you, of Cassidy Hutchinson. A lot of dignity. Great. I was very impressed with her. Very, very great witness. She was the one who initially was assigned a lawyer paid for by Trump or Trump's backers. Remember, you know, you may look at all this testimony and think, boy, that's neat. You know how expensive those kinds of lawyers are? She just had a salary. She just had a salary. She worked with Mark Meadows, chief of staff in the White House. No way she could pay those legal fees. So they go to her and they say, we got a lawyer for you. She met with the lawyer and he said, what happened? And he said, well, why don't you put it this way? Why don't you leave that out? So she initially gave testimony, which you did not see on TV. The televised testimony was her real testimony. But the people questioning her early on thought, and you know, an experienced lawyer who's been at this a long time can tell when a witness has been coached, isn't telling the truth or whatever. She was clearly uncomfortable. She finally switched lawyers. And it wasn't a high-powered lawyer that they had assigned to her. And that lawyer gave her some of the best advice any lawyer can give, and I give to my clients. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. You don't have to remember what should be linked together. Just tell the truth. And she went on TV and told the truth, and she was magnificent. Well, here's what she said. And then here's some of the other evidence that came out. Mysteriously, the day of January 5th and January 6th, the lead up and the day of the insurrection, all of the internal emails and texts and messages of the Secret Service disappeared. Remember that? They were deleted. And of course, we didn't find out about this for, what, a year later? Almost a year later? And when they were asked, the Secret Service said, well, it was just routine destruction policy, except there was a lot of stuff before it that wasn't destroyed and a lot of destruction afterwards that wasn't. You see this a lot in some litigation. And it's so stupid when somebody goes, oh, it's a routine destruction policy. You know, your thing gets overloaded. Oh, by the way, you only destroyed the 2 days that are the key to this. I don't know, for instance, if Jack Smith, working with experts, was able to reconstruct some of that. But anyway, they have six or seven Secret Service agents. And remember something else. When Joe Biden became president, they were going to assign him a detail that had guarded Trump. And you know what he said? He said, no, no way. I want the detail that guarded me as vice president. It's very sad when the president of the United States has to worry about who's guarding him because of somebody like Trump and the infection that's crept into the Republican Party and even in some Secret Service agents. Anyway, these six or seven people testified. And remember something else. Remember Pence wouldn't get in the limousine? One of them goes, hey, listen, get in the limousine. There's this insurrection crowd. We want to protect you. Just get in the limousine. You know what Pence said? Now, I don't like Pence. I don't think he'd be a good president. And I think initially he was thinking of playing ball. But when he made up his mind, he said, no way I'm getting in that limousine. I know where you're going to take me. I know where you're going to take me. They weren't going to take him, throw him in the river. They were going to drive him up to Maryland, to Camp David or somewhere, and take about 2 hours to get there. So he wouldn't be there to receive the certifications. And even though the certifications were all ceremonial, they were then going to go. Ron Johnson had the Michigan fake electors in his pocket, as chief of staff was told to give them to Trump's chief of staff. And they were all going to get up and say, well, in six states, they only needed six states. Swing states, we have two sets of electors. There's an issue. We have to vote in Congress. Unfortunately, under the Constitution, of the 50 states, each gets one vote. It's majority vote of the congressional delegation. Well, the congressional delegation in Wisconsin of eight congressmen, six Republican, two Democratic, the one vote from Wisconsin would have gone for Trump, even though Joe Biden won Wisconsin. And that was true in a lot of the other states. And then they would say, Trump's president. Thank you. Then it would go to the Supreme Court and the six tarantulas would say, Trump's president. Do you see what's when I say fascism is creeping in a little cat's feet? You see what I mean? Do you see the evidence? Fortunately, Pence did not get into the car. He did not get into the car. And the whole thing fell apart. There's also testimony by from Cassidy Hutchinson that one of the Secret Service agents said when Trump got in the car, they said, there's a riot going on up there in the Capitol. We're going to take you to the White House. And Trump grabbed the steering wheel to try to go up. You know, what does he think? He's some kind of Roman centurion from 20 AD. He's going to go up there and rally the rabble. This is the United States of America. This was an attempted coup. And if it had worked, even though you and I know it was baloney, if the six state electors of Ron Johnson, and I never can understand why the Democratic Party didn't make this an issue in the Senate campaign. He had the fake electors in his pocket. He was ready to go along with this treason. He was ready to go along with this treason. And they would have all gotten together and say, oh, there's six states in dispute. One state, every state gets one vote. Wisconsin's vote goes for Trump. That was the deal. Same with Pennsylvania. Same with a couple of the other swing states. That's all they needed. So stand to, I personally believe, and I'm not alone, that Jack Smith may be closer to indicting Donald Trump over the insurrection than you think. Stand by. We're going to stand by and see the effect of that in this election. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot of important history being made. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Ensure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at StephanieMorales.net or call 414-791-0124.
That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance, creating a legacy.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.